Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level, fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Bustin' Loose Baseball, hosted by Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer, gives you in-depth analytics and interviews on everything baseball in the nation's capital. Now, here's your host, Grant Paulson and Toby Altizer.
He's Toby Altizer. I'm Grant Paulson. This is Bustin' Loose Baseball. Dylan Cruz, the number two overall pick for the Nationals, was introduced in a press conference out at Nats Park over the weekend, then got to wave to the fans on the big screen during a game. This was his opening presser.
All right, we'll begin today's press conference with opening statements from Mike Rizzo and Dylan Cruz before opening things up to questions. So we'll start with Mike.
Well, another exciting day here at Nationals Park. Over the years that I've been here, we've been here many times, and few occasions can match the excitement that we have today. To get into the organization, one of the most decorated, accomplished, winning type of players in collegiate history to join the Washington Nationals is a special occasion for us. This is a player that left it on the field all season at LSU. We've scouted him since his high school career and through LSU, and one of the most magnificent careers that any college player has ever had. And it's just winning a national championship, I think, was the culmination of his collegiate career, and we have way bigger and way more important goals to accomplish with Dylan here in Washington, D.C. So without further ado, it is my pleasure and honor to introduce our new outfielder for the Washington Nationals, Dylan Cruz. Awesome.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to thank my family, of course, mom and dad, Lindsay and my girlfriend. Without them, none of this is possible. They've made endless of sacrifices to get me to this point, and I'm just forever thankful. I want to thank the Lerner family. I want to thank Scott and the Boris Corporation, and of course, Mike Rizzo. And I'm ready to get going. Looking back 10 years from now, it's just I really wouldn't think I'd be in this position right now. And I think it all starts with surrounding myself with the right people. And I'm just ready to get going. I couldn't be happier right now, and I'm looking forward to the future. It's gonna be awesome.
All right, thanks, Dylan. Thanks, Mike. We'll open the floor to questions. We have Nick and Joey on each side of the room with microphones, so raise your hand. I will call on you, and one of those guys will bring you the microphone. We'll start with Jessica Camerato, MLB.com.
Hey, Dylan, welcome to D.C. How would you describe the emotions of today and in this very moment that you're sitting right there?
Yeah, emotions are, going through the roof right now. Just I feel, just accomplished and, just knowing that all the hard work is paying off. Like I said, looking back, I really don't think I'd be in this position without surrounding myself with the right people and, sacrificing a whole lot to get to this point. I'm ready to get going, It's the game doesn't change, everybody's nameless and faceless, so I'm ready to get going and just play the game I've always been playing.
Bobby Blanco, MassiveSports.com.
Hey, Dylan, welcome, congrats. Just what have the past couple weeks been like for you since draft night, coming here, visiting, touring the facilities and everything like that?
yeah, it's all happened so fast, honestly, you know, from competing to a national championship and winning that and, you know, the Golden Spikes and you know, getting drafted to a great organization. It's all happened so fast. It's honestly kind of hard to enjoy everything. But, you know, I've learned how to slow things down and be where my feet are every single day. So I've enjoyed it. You know, like I said, you know, I couldn't be happier with where I am today.
Andrew Golden, Washington Post.
Hey, Dylan, how familiar are you with the history of the Nationals and how does it kind of feel to be a part of this now?
Yeah, you know, when I was growing up, I used to always watch Bryce Harper play, and you know, it's one of my favorite players growing up. So that's somebody who I look up to. You know, I know a lot of the guys on the team and in the organization. CJ, House, Woods, you know, Yo-Yo Morales, who just got drafted. So I'm familiar with all the faces here. So. You know, I think that's a good start, and you know, I think we got a head start on this whole thing. So, ready to get going and competing with those guys.
Dylan, what's your goal in terms of getting called up to the major leagues timetable?
Yeah, that's you know, I'm just gonna play my game at the end of the day. You know, I'm gonna do what I can to you know, try my best and perform to the highest I can perform, and you know, that decision's up to the Nats, and you know. However fast I get up, you know, that's up to them, but I'm going to play my game at the end of the day.
Jesse Doherty, Washington Post.
Hey, Dylan, congrats. What part of your game would you say is the most polished at this point, and what are you kind of looking in the next months, years to really refine and make more polished?
Yeah, you know, I look to polish everything, really, you know, from hitting to you know, outfield work, speed work, first jumps. You know, I think, you know, being able to hit with all sides of the field with power and average, I think that's you know, the most polished. But you know, I want to polish every part of my game, you know, and get better each and every day.
David Aldridge, The Athletic.
Hi, question for Dylan and for Mike. For Dylan, you just mentioned a lot of guys that are going to be part of this rebuild here in Washington, and I wonder what it feels like to know that there are people surrounding you that you're all going to kind of grow up together in this organization going forward.
Yeah, it's pretty good, you know. And like I said, I know a lot of the guys. I'm familiar with a lot of the guys. I think it's a good you know, head start for us, really. You know, it's we kind of skip that, you know, getting to know each other part, and we get right to going and right to moving and getting to work with all these guys. So yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, like I said, I know all these guys, very familiar with all of them. So ready to get to work.
And for Mike, I mean, you knew that you were going to have a high pick. Obviously, you kind of knew it was going to be one of two people, right? But to actually have Dylan in-house now and to know that this is a big piece going forward of the rebuild in place, what do you think that does in terms of your morale, the team, the organization's morale, knowing that something on the ground is really happening?
Well, it's always great to add a you know, a keystone type of player in the organization. You know, like I've said before, we've been here before, and when I was out and about seeing, you know, some of the top players in the country this year, I knew I had my pick when I left the University of Mississippi against LSU. So it was something that we, you know, there was a lot of decision making, there was a lot of thought put into this, but you know, my instinct was when I left that ballpark, I knew who we were taking.
Jesse Doherty, Washington Post.
Yeah, just for Mike real quick, why were you so sure when you left?
Just, you know, over the years, my experience in the draft, this was just a not only a unique player, but a player that I've seen for years. I've seen him grow as a player. You know, he's been the man for 3 years at LSU. Had the target on his back, and you would never know it. He plays with a slow pulse and a low heart rate, a lot like Anthony Rendon was when I saw him at Rice. And this is a guy that is. It was about one thing. It wasn't going 4-for-4 and impressing the scouts. It was about winning that game, and he was, you know, I would solo in on him, and he's pitch to pitch, and a guy that took great pains in preparation, and you know, not only pregame, during the game, but postgame, I'd watch him in the dugout, and he was always helping people and trying to get the edge.
And for Scott, obviously you're fairly selective with the guys you take on out of high school and college, so can you think back to when you first either saw Dylan play or met him, and what your impressions were, and why you chose to work with him?
You know, one of the hardest things for a family to do and for Dylan to do was for all of us to tell him how good he is and then tell him that he can be so much better. Because most players want to jump in at high school and their pro careers, but, you know, it's a credit to George and to Kim and to Dylan that they trusted in him, trusted in his skills. And, you know, as Mike said, the expectation of turning down large amounts of money out of high school and going to college is a difficult task. And Dylan modeled that throughout. And the idea of players that can have great skill, but really can measure their emotions, they can answer the moment. Winning situations and big situations are what they're about. And frankly, it's when they're most calm. And I think that's the low heartbeat that Mike's talking about. I wish all those comments Mike just made would have been told to me before the negotiation, because then we would have had an agreement, but you know how that goes. I want to point out one other thing, if I may, is that today, the final point of our negotiation was to ask that Annette Lerner come and meet Dylan and his family. And she came today, and she's a special lady, and we all have a very lost head. We all built a championship here. And we did it with core players like Rendon and Harper and Strasburg and Worth. And to see this next generation come and with Mark and Judy and having Annette here, I wanted the Cruz family and Dylan to meet that history, to share in it and watch it grow and let her meet the next future of the next generation of what Ted wanted.
Andrew Golden, Washington Post.
You know, I wanted to follow up on a little bit of Scott's answer about you deciding to go to college instead of taking your name out of the draft that year. Kind of what went into that decision? Why do you want to do that? And what did you feel like you had to prove by doing that?
Yeah, it was a tough decision. You know, I was an 18-year-old kid who honestly felt like he wasn't, you know, fully developed at that point. You know, I felt like there was a lot of room that was still in my game that I needed to improve on. So, you know, my gut told me to, you know, take myself out and experience that college life. And looking back, it was the best decision I've ever made, you know, taking myself out. And, you know, it was a bet on myself, really, you know. So, you know, like I said, looking back, best decision I've ever made. I couldn't be happier with where I am today. Couldn't thank Coach Jay enough for this, you know, opportunity. Without him, nothing like this is possible. So, yeah, super, super happy.
Tim?
Mike, what's the plan as to where Dylan will be headed to next?
Well, I think we're going to, you know, we're going to get him acclimated to the organization. First of all, he's going to run around the outfield today under the guidance of the manager Dave Martinez, and have a little fun out there. And then we're going to get to business. All the plans are, you know, everyone's got a different plan of development. I think we're gonna start in West Palm Beach, get acclimated to the organization, and then he'll probably head somewhere in you know, one of the A-ball clubs soon thereafter. But it'll all be driven by you know, where he's at and you know, how rusty he is from the season and that type of thing. But I don't think it should take very long for him to get into the swing of things and to get rolling.
Bobby Blanco, MassSports.com.
Mike, because of the new draft lottery rules, you guys can't draft as high next year. How important was it for you to hit, or maybe how fortunate did you feel that you could have your select at number two this year? And Dylan, do you feel any added pressure being drafted as high, and how do you kind of handle that?
Well, it's never fun to draft high because you had a really bad year the year before. So it was a good year to be bad the year before because we got ourselves a hell of a player with the second pick and a guy that's going to be a cornerstone for us, you know, moving forward. And if you're going to pick high, it's good to pick high when you got a player like Dylan Cruz that you could take.
Yeah, I don't think it's added pressure at all, really. You know, I view pressure as a privilege, really. And, you know, I think it's a privilege to have pressure like that. And I've played up my whole life. I was a 2020 playing in the 2019 class, played up. So expectations kind of came natural to me. So, you know, I'm just going to play my game at the end of the day, play my game, and everything should take care of itself.
And Jessica Camerato, Nationals.com.
Dylan, when you talk about these big moments, what do you like about those big pressure situations, and what is your key for thriving in them?
Yeah, slow heartbeat, really. Slow heartbeat and staying where my feet are at the end of the day. You know, going to college really helped me learn about all those things and learning how to control everything and, you know, just be where my feet are. That's it. You know, be present. I think that was something I struggled with early on in my life in high school. So going to college really helped me, you know, overcome all those things.
Watch you play, what do you hope they take from your game and appreciate about you as a player?
Yeah, I mean, I'm just going to go out there. It doesn't matter what day it is. Give it all I got and leave it out on the field. You know, all I want to do is win, really. So I hope to bring that to this organization and you know, hope to, you know, bring other guys along with my game and, you know, hope to impact others as well.
And we'll finish up with Winston Hilton, ABC7 in the back.
Hey, Dylan, welcome to Washington. Nobody really makes it here by themselves. How important is it for you to have your family right here to share in this moment with you?
Yeah, it's so important. You know, like I said, they've made endless amount of sacrifices for me to get here. Just the time, just all the time that they sacrificed, all the money that they've sacrificed. I really wouldn't be here today without them. You know, I'm so thankful. And, you know, this means just as much to them as it does to me. And so I love them to death. You know, like I said, wouldn't be here today without them.
All right. Thank you, everybody. Thank you for coming. We'll be back in here around 4 o'clock for Davey's press conference.
So one more thing before we leave. I noticed you're a cigar smoker, so hopefully that this is the first of many celebratory cigars that the three of us are smoking together. Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you, everybody.
Very nice. There you
go. It's a good one, too. So,
yeah. Nice. Beautiful.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Toby, you were there. What did you think of what Dylan Cruz had to say?
Yeah, the one thing that stood out to me, and I really liked what he had to say, was pressure is a privilege. You know, he kind of mentioned that a couple of times, and he's going to have a lot of pressure on him. Being the number two overall pick, being what many consider the top draft prospect, coming here to DC, and he's already ranked in the top five, top 10 on a lot of publications as a prospect. And so this isn't a guy that can come in here and just hit 250 and be an everyday player and that be satisfactory. This is a guy that is supposed to be an impact player, a guy that changes the organization, a guy that when they're winning World Series down the line, he is one of the main reasons why. And so looking at it like that and saying, look, to have this kind of pressure is a privilege to me. To have that kind of expectation put upon me on my shoulders is something that I look at as a privilege. And I think that was a really great answer. And then I know we focus primarily on the Nationals here, Grant, but I couldn't help but notice that this was a Ron Rivera guy when he talked. He's like, I am where my feet are. I like to be where my feet are. He said that three or four times over the weekend, talking on the radio, talking on the broadcast, the TV broadcast, and at his introductory press conference. But I think he's a really mature young kid, so I'm excited to see what he can do and how quickly he can get here.
I thought you said he really wants to win games 13-10 and run the ball a lot. Then he would really be a Ron Rivera guy. To back up what you're talking about pressure, it's one thing to say, you know, it's easy to just say the right things. Pressure is a privilege, whatever. He has backed this up. You know, he came into this year, understand this, the number one prospect as far as bats in college baseball. I remember at the start of this season, right before the college baseball year and kind of the draft season began, someone tweeted me and was like, who's the most likely guys to go 1 and 2? And I said, well, it'd be amazing if the Nats could get Dylan Cruz from LSU, best player in the country. He's probably not going to be available. So at that time, it was like Chase Dollander was kind of my thought out of Tennessee, or maybe Max Clark or Walker Jenkins, the top two high schoolers, who ended up staying the top two high schoolers. The only reason I bring this up is Dylan Cruz was already known kind of as a standalone best hitter in the nation. This was the best college baseball player on the position side coming into the year. And with a target on his back on the best team in the country that won the College World Series, he got better. You know, he went from the last couple years walking 39 and 42 times to walking 71 times this year. He didn't get as many pitches to hit. And he was still, even with his freshman record for home runs with 18 bombs, he only struck out 46 times. His K rate went down. His walk rate went up. His batting average, like all the numbers you look at, his average went from 362 to 349 the last 2 years to 426 this year. His on base from 450 to 460 to 560. His slug from 660 to 690 to 713. Like, he got better every year with more pressure and more people watching and more ESPN telecasts and more information out on him. He has always risen to the occasion. I'm thrilled to have him in the organization. I tweeted this week, and I think he's since corroborated, if memory serves, that he'll be in Fredericksburg initially. So he's going to West Palm. He's getting there now, getting indoctrinated, getting his feet wet, and then he will be in Fredericksburg soon thereafter to make his affiliated professional debut, which is nice. Speaking of the minor leagues, before we get to the Keith Law interview that you did, I was in Bowie to see Harrisburg at the end of this series. You went to the first part of the series and kind of gave us a report. I guess I went on a slightly better day. I think when you were there, they got two hits.
Yeah, two hits.
I got to walk in right as Robert Hassel was hitting a towering home run, which was nice to see, his fourth of the season. They need more power and more loud contact out of him.
Off former Nat, Austin Voth.
That's right, off Austin Voth. It was his fifth of the season, I should say. He had four going into the game. But then James Wood pinged a double as well, which was very cool. Wood is striking out a lot right now, but I do have to say, I like his at-bats. Like, he sees a lot of pitches. I know that the strikeout numbers are high. It's hard to kind of quantify. Yes, there's some swing and miss in his game. There's no doubt. I wasn't sure. I thought there was kind of no hole. And there's a hole with the long arms kind of seems like on the inner half. That having been said, there's no way for me to get these numbers. I would think the Nats have them and teams have them. I would be stunned if he doesn't lead the org and he's not high, you know, 90-plus percentile in the minors, Toby, in like pitches seen per at-bat. Like, sometimes to the point where you and I talked about this after the first time we saw him in Double A, like, he takes good pitches too that he shouldn't take, but he really sees a lot of pitches, man. And oftentimes, like, his strikeouts are in 3-2 or 2-2 counts. So for his age at his level, I actually am encouraged by how deep the counts go. But clearly, as he moves forward, you want the K rate to come down a little bit. He hit a ball, it was a fly out, but he went to left field kind of into the gap yesterday, which I also think is a really good sign because he's been pulling on everything. So worth tracking here as he's, I don't want to say scuffled, but certainly cooled off a bit in Double A. You know, he's being challenged, and we'll see how he responds. I think he's going to respond really well.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, I think that he's going to take a little bit of time to develop here. It's, you know, you watch the other side in Jackson Holliday, and that guy just gets hits every single time up, and that's crazy to watch what he's done for the Bay Sox since he's been there. James Wood hasn't gotten to that level yet, but like you said, I think he has very mature at-bats. Like, he struck out looking a couple of times. You'd like to see him maybe be a little more aggressive, but it's not as if he walks up there and looks overmatched. It's not as if he walks up there and doesn't look like he has a clear approach. He's not swinging at pitches way out of the zone and the dirt. He's very mature with his at-bats. I think you can maybe amp up that aggressiveness just a little bit, but it's way easier to try and get a guy who's very picky to swing a little bit more as opposed to get a guy that swings at everything and tell him to stop swinging at everything. So it's an encouraging sign to see what he's done at Double A, but you'd like to see him pick it up a little bit of late. But I, you know, I have all the confidence in the world that he's going to get things figured out and turn into the stud that we all think he's going
to
be.
Yeah. It feels like they want to keep him moving as accelerated as they can. And it's just up to his performance to let him do that. Brady House was off. I went and saw it was Lipscomb at third base on Sunday, so I didn't get to see him. But in his two games before that in this series, he went 2-for-5 with a couple singles and then 2-for-4 with a single and a double in his last two games. So that's encouraging. I mean, if he's able to get the bat going at Double A, you know, one of the guys that you talk about with Keith Law, that would be a really good sign.